I'd like to end up this conversation about stages of change to reflect on one important aspect of it, which people often overlook. It is that clients can be in different stages of the change process around different topics at the same time. For instance, a person may be in contemplation of a change that they're making around their weight, for instance, but they may be in pre-contemplation about doing something about their alcohol consumption, i.e., they may be acknowledging that change is going to be necessary. They're in contemplation of that and are open to talking about that, but have precluded from that and not yet considering doing something about alcohol consumption. It is possible then that people will be in these different stages around a whole number of things. And it is absolutely not the case that we should assume that just because somebody is in contemplation or preparation around something, that that means that they therefore will move into contemplation and preparation around something else. So what do we do as coaches? How do we hold that in the coaching space? The first thing that we do is make sure that we don't make up that the client has to be in all the same places or all around all the same topics at all or at the same time. It's important that we don't make it wrong that there is this disparity between what we might think are connected items. And it's important that we work positively with the aspects that they do wish to change, that they are in contemplation or preparation or action around, whilst accepting that something that is perhaps still in pre-contemplation may well be affected by the success of something else that they are taking action around. People often have to experiment with the combination of ways that they approach changing their lives. And this experimentation can mean trying different approaches or combinations of tackling different things at different times. At a simple level, for instance, we know that somebody who might be, for instance, trying to give up drinking too much coffee and smoking cigarettes and eating a very bad diet, whilst we might rationally conclude that changing all of those three behaviors might be beneficial to them, in reality, they might absolutely not wish to give up the smoking at the same time as tackling their diet and giving up caffeine. They might, and that is not hard for us to understand as a context. So we want to just make sure that we don't make up that it has to look a certain way. But allowing these different channels around different topics to be in different stages of change is perfectly acceptable. And what we want to be doing is making sure that we are working on the stream that seems to have the most juice and the most energy with the client so that they can start to develop some early wins. When people begin to realize that they can make changes and they begin to get success with one thing, then they quite often are prepared to move something else into contemplation and to start tackling that as a subsequent result of the early success. So it makes sense for us to work with them to see where they can be successful and build up confidence around changing their lives.